Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're going to talk about in this program a continuation of that, talking about the four blood moons, talking about the sun and the moon, and the seasons were given for signs for us, and the stars are given as a sign for us. And in the context of that, man, on April the 15th of 2014, which is a few days away, this is supposed to begin to happen, and we want to pay attention. So we're going to get kind of an overview in today's program about these four blood moons. You want to pay attention. It's bigger than tax day. It's bigger than tax day. But I do want to say, if you have not yet listened to Josiah on VFN TV, and you go to VFNTV.com and get it from the store, the download, or whatever it is, and listen to it. Because we are, it just appears to me, based on what the Lord revealed to me, that we're under Jehoiakim, which is a season and a time where God puts set people in place to be able to take his folks to the place that he wants them to go. And right. God will let you believe what you want to believe, so he can get you to a place to do with you what he wants to do through you and to you. And right now, what Jehoiakim did, this particular king after Josiah, who was named by Egypt, he put high taxation on, he just cranked up the taxes on Israel. Because Israel was in sin. God's people were in sin. And he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then this won't happen. And so they could have responded at any time. At any time they could have responded, but they didn't. And what's going to happen April the 15th is that the roosters are coming home, the turkeys and the chickens or the doves are coming home to roost, that the bill's coming in. Because one particular previous investor is saying, America right now is the biggest debtor nation in the history of the world. Of the world. Mm. You know, and the Word of God says that you're a slave to the lender. And so whatever we're doing is like, this is a Jehoiakim of great captivity that we're walking into, that we can stop. We can stop. And the church is going to flourish. You have to understand, it's not contingent upon economies of men and all that. You know, we've seen firsthand where, despite millions of people losing jobs, God giving jobs, giving raises, giving promotions, selling houses in six days, and God wants to differentiate between those who are his and walking with him and those who are not his, or those who were his who are now walking in darkness. But in the context of that being the biggest debtor nation, April the 15th is tax day, which means government makes no money. It makes no money at all. It gets money from the people who make money. And so it's called taxes, mm-hmm. or licenses or fees or whatever you want to call them. It's mm-hmm. money going their way, which means they're going to call in the bill. They're going to call in the bill on April the 15th and beginning. And it happens to be the very same day as the first moon, the four blood moons,
wow.
is April the 15th, reportedly according to NASA. And so we're going to be talking about that in today's program. We want you to be able to hear that. And first, we want you to see and to hear John Hagee, Pastor John Hagee, speak about that before we go to break. And then we're going to come back and let Mark Blitz begin to explain to us as we talk about what does this mean, these four blood moons as these signs before God. Listen up.
The Bible speaks of signs in the heavens. What does it mean? What is the prophetic significance? Is this the end of the age? And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. I believe that the heavens are God's billboard, that he has been sending signals to planet Earth, and we just haven't been picking them up. I'm going to walk you through 500 years and show you how God is literally screaming at the world, "I'm coming soon." The coming four blood moons points to a world-shaking event that will happen between April 2014 and October 2015. Jesus said in Mark 13, 24, 26, "But in those days the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light. Then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." That verse describes a time in the future when the sun and the moon will eclipse at the same time. And God sends planet Earth a signal that something big is about to happen. He's controlling the sun and the moon right now to send our generation a signal. But the question is, are we getting it?
This is so exciting because here we are right this moment, right now, coming into the season of the Four Blessings. And we're going to talk about Mark Blitz. We're going to have him talking about, you know, begin to do an overview as we begin to understand what does this mean? Because NASA's the one that's speaking of this. NASA's the one that began this. They talked about, they named it. They have a name for it. And it's almost a biblical name. Of course, quite often that's what happens. Mm-hmm. But in that, and it's interesting too, that the first thing that happened was they closed down NASA. They started defunding NASA.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I just realized that.
It is interesting.
Make sure we put that related a news article on that. That the first thing they did when this whole selected crew gets in, the Alinsky crew gets in, they begin to defund NASA.
Wow. Mm.
Maybe that's because there's signs in the stars and the moon and the sun that's going on. My goodness, I just thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord revealed that to me. But yeah, that so they're trying to shut down our observance of what we're going to be talking about. It's okay, we already got it already. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be showing it today, so you're going to be able to see it. Understand, this is about to happen. This all coincides. God's been speaking. We're here. We're assigned to you. We are a sign. You know, EZ12. You can go to EZ12.org to understand that God, there's many people that God's using right now say, listen, this is a sign. Are that warning saying we're the trumpet warning on the wall? This thing is coming, and John Hagee and Mark Blitz, and it's just happening. It's trumpeting. Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, and you can just feel this thing cranking up. And this, what you're about to hear after the break about the summary, what does it mean? These four blood moons is it's an explanation of what you may be feeling spiritually. What's about to happen? What's about to take place? And by the way, these four blood moons that began in 2014 and in 2015 always begin in tears. Always begin in tears. We are going to go right into Mark Blitz here. Mark Blitz speaking about the four blood moons and kind of giving an overview as we're beginning to continue to talk about this. Listen up. This is amazing what's taking place. We want to get it in before this program's done today. Listen up.
There are four blood moons coming in 2014. And 15.
Right.
And you saw something. I want you to start there and talk about what you discovered and those four blood moons, the tetrad of those four blood moons,
sure.
And then work your way back.
Sure. Well, if they could put that one PowerPoint up that has the whole strip of all the eclipses, you know, going all the way across. But what happened was last year in March, I had they saw the total lunar eclipse over the Temple Mount. And I just thought that is very significant. And I was very familiar with the scriptures in Joel and in the Gospels where the Lord said the sun would turn to sackcloth, the moon to blood. And from the plain meaning of the text, I thought that meant an eclipse. So I went to NASA's website. And God is very mathematical. He's just like it says Messiah was slain from the foundation of the world. God had planned all the eclipses, everything throughout all the century. And NASA records every single one of them. For the last 5,000 years, you can go to their website. So I wanted to see when the next lunar eclipse was that might be interesting. And so I went to their website, and I noticed that there were these four blood moons that NASA calls a tetrad back-to-back in 2014, 2015. And I was looking at the dates, and the dates just were on our normal calendar. But all of a sudden it hit me, I need to put this on the biblical calendar. And so when I did that, I saw the first one fell on the first day of Passover. In 2014, the next one on the first day of Tabernacles, and then in 2015, the same thing, Passover and Tabernacles. So I went back to see how common that was, and I saw it didn't happen at all in the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1600s. When I went to the 1900s, I saw they occurred back to back in 1967 when Israel captured Jerusalem in 1968, and then also right after Israel became a nation in 1949 and 1950. And then the next time it occurred going back in time was right after Columbus left in 1492. That's when all the Jews were kicked out of Spain. And lo and behold, 1493, 1494. So I knew that these were signs. From Genesis 1:14, many of you are familiar where God created the sun and the moon and the stars. We usually think it was just for light and heat, but God gives four reasons why he created them. And the very first reason, he said, was for signs. You can look it up for yourself. Genesis 1:14, God said he created the sun and the moon. Number one, he said, was for signs. And the Hebrew word is oath. And you look it up in your Strong's Concordance, it literally means a signal. And the root word comes, as you can see, it means to come. So these are signals for his coming, which is why he says the sun will turn to sackcloth, the moon to blood. He put the sun and the moon and the stars as signs to signal his coming. And then, the other thing I'll just mention, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the ancient Hebrew picture language. When Moses wrote the Torah, every letter actually was a picture. Now you can see from that, you could have seen, but on that one picture, the first letter was the Aleph. Well, in Hebrew, the Aleph was the picture of an ox, and it meant strong leader. Just like El stands for God, it refers to God, because it's like the Alpha and Omega, the Aleph. The second letter, the Vav, still looks like it does today. It was a nail, basically. The Tav, the last letter, the ancient Hebrew alphabet, it looked like our small letter T. It was a cross. So the very word sign in the picture language was the leader nailed to the cross.
That's the sign.
That Jesus. Was the ancient picture language, what sign meant. And so it has to do with his coming. Well, the word seasons in Hebrew, we think winter, spring, summer, fall. But it's the same word in Leviticus 23 that's translated as the feasts of the Lord. And the word season, the Hebrew word is moed, and it means a divine appointment. Like God, just like he determined when his son was going to die, he determined in advance when these things were going to occur on his feast days. And so the sun and the moon and the stars were signals, and when they occurred on the feast days, that was to be a signal that it had to do with something that is concerns his body, you know, the body of Messiah and what he's doing. So then when I saw that, I thought, oh my gosh, and these four eclipses do not happen again in this century. So then I went to the solar eclipses, and sure enough, you'll notice, remember when God told Moses, now this is going to be the beginning of months for you, and it was Nisan 1 right before Passover. Well, here we have a total solar eclipse happening on the first day of the religious calendar of 2015. 2 weeks later, a total lunar eclipse on Passover. A few months later, a solar eclipse on the Feast of Trumpets, followed by a total lunar eclipse again on Sukkot. So, I mean, this is God signaling his people. Now, people ask me, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I'm not saying it's the beginning. I'm not saying it's the middle. I'm not saying it's the end. All I'm saying is God is trying to get our attention and tell us we need to get our act together.
Amen.
And you can put that in your theological pipe and smoke it however you want.
Yeah. I keep asking Mark with a pen, and I say, so when is the rapture? Could you just give me the... And he won't do it. And he won't even say, you know, is it pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib or, you know, whatever trib. He just won't. He says, I don't know, which is an unfortunate, honest answer. So anyway, but you realize there are the seven feasts of the Lord. There are four in the spring, and then there's a break in the summer, and then there's three in the fall. Well, those seven feasts, and the word feast in Hebrew, as Mark said, means divine appointments. They happen in the Hebrew calendar on the same day every year. And so in the first coming of Christ, the first four were all fulfilled on the day. Jesus, they'd been celebrating these feasts for years.
1,500
years, and then he was crucified on the day of the Feast of Passover. He was buried on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He rose from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits, and then the Holy Spirit poured out on the Feast of Pentecost. So the first coming, those four were fulfilled. Now you've got the summer where there's no feast, kind of like the last 2,000 years of the church. The next three happen in the fall, and are all related to the second coming. So the next one is the Feast of Trumpets. That's why I'm excited about the Feast of Trumpets, and we're celebrating it here. And my thought was, well, if the first four all happened on the day of the feast in the spring, isn't it at least possible that the last three would happen in their respective time, maybe in the fall? Is that a good thought?
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
This is so amazing, so exciting when you're seeing these things fulfilled. It's right before our very eyes taking place right now. And we are a few days away, April the 15th. This is taking place, April 15th, 2014. This is going to begin. And we're going to talk more about this over the time, but understanding that we wanted to begin the conversation in the context of your now, so it's not a history lesson. Prepare for it. Understand that this has only happened three other times in the history. They still, how many years did they say they went back for this?
500 years.
500 years they went back to be able to record this. And the three things that happened was the first was
King Ferdinand
in 1492
kicked out the Jews from Spain, and that was the first time that happened. And then of course they ended in joy when they were sent Christopher Columbus out really to discover a new land where they can pursue God.
So Christopher Columbus's trip was funded by the Jews.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which means because of the Jews, America became a founded country in the context that progressively would be found.
Yeah.
And to be what it is today, not obviously the land was always here. Mm-hmm. But so we owe that to the Jewish people. But it began under their persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the second time?
The second time happened in 1948 when Israel became a nation. And, of course, 11 minutes later, the President Harry Truman recognized and put the full force of the United States behind, you know, them being recognized as the State of Israel.
That's huge. You think about it. You see, he recognized it. He said he put the full force of America behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge. That's
really... Well, back then when America really had the full force, I mean, not what's happening today, that really meant something.
Right, right. The and today, what we're seeing, what you just heard reported recently on VFN Radio, VFN TV, is now the full force of America is behind the antithesis of Israel.
Right.
It's the opposite. Because this is what they said. As we that our Secretary of State is reporting, we have the actual articles that you can go back and read on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. He said, do not listen to anything an Israeli says. Secondly, the administration told our, as we told the congressmen, when they're trying to negotiate about Iran and what's going on, this historical, bad, horrific thing that they're doing, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. And then they said, don't even listen to any of our allies and the allies of Israel in regards to this. And this is the Ferdinand, this is a Ferdinand, this, it begins with these four blood moons always began in tears.
Yeah.
But they end up well, but that's like 18
that's
months,
period, right? Yeah.
18
yeah.
months, something else.
Yeah. And you know, it's always involved Israel. I mean, right from the beginning, even till this third one, which is the 6 day Yom Kippur War, is when Israel was attacked.
Right.
And then, you know, at the end of the war, Jerusalem wound up coming inside of Israel. Right. I mean, and the borders expanded. And
that's about a war that they did not choose to have.
Right.
And they went there because they were being forced out of everywhere else. They had a war they did not want to have. But prior to that, they had some undefensible borders. They fought the war they had to fight. God that gave them victory. And now they have defensible borders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
But it was our current leadership, and really, it's the whole thing across the earth. It's not just this one particular person. But they said they wanted to go back to the 1967 four right. blood moons, right?
Yeah.
He said they want to go back to the 1967 borders in Israel, which is undefensible borders. We've been talking about that, and you can hear that on the VFN Torch. I mean, type in Israel, and you can find it. But he says, the first thing he says, we want to go back to the 1960s and change the borders, which would take Jerusalem outside of it. Our president just did declare, I believe this week, because there was a law that was enacted, an act, the Jerusalem Act that was enacted by President Bush during his administration, that this current president would be the one that brings the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, America's ambassador into their capital, wherever they say their capital's at. And he just signed a bill, a delaying it by 6 months. Well, what is 6 months? You're looking at four blood moons. And he's delaying it. So, so you're looking at, we are the instigators. America is the instigators to the world right now.
Wow.
Biblically speaking, we're talking about what's going on.
Right.
We are the Ferdinands that are doing this to Israel versus the folks that are saying, hey, we want to help you. Obviously, I'm not talking about, but you can't separate our leadership from us. They are us.
Right.
A Saul people get a Saul leader. Mm. Does that make sense?
That's right.
They were Sauls before they got Saul. That's who they were. And so God picked one from amongst them, and he's the one that picked the person. And our current president, this is what our current president says. He says, I'm a Christian just like you are. Mm. I mean, if that's the truth, that's the truth. I mean, you can't say, if you think about it, how many people, that's exactly, they think that God's word doesn't. And so now we are our leadership, our choice of leadership. And everybody's just screaming out the way that Israel was in regards to, we want a king. Mm. We want totalitarianism, type thing.
Right.
We want socialism, communism. That's just leaving one nation under God. And so we're in that same boat. But the thing about it, at this point now, we're persecuting Samuel. We are, and these four blood moons taking place. And back then, and when Truman signed that, he says, the full force of America's behind me signing this, which means Israel became a nation. Then when they signed it, understand now we have the full force of America's military, the warships and everything, including the others that are escalating this whole thing, against Israel. And he says, every nation will turn against her. You don't know. This could be, and people say they know, but you don't know. This could be that time.
Yeah.
This could be the time. Are you ready to go see the Lord? Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? If you have not, you want to now. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org and say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Even the sun and the moon bow down to you. Even the stars tell of your glory. And the prophecies that you wrote about in your word come to pass. For truly, you are God. Here we are talking about the four blood moons today. You've got to stay tuned. We're going to continue the conversation about what's taking place. When President Harry Truman signed the United Nations paperwork saying that we are not only are we okay with Israel becoming a nation, but the full force of America is behind it in 1948. Understand this, that today the antithesis of that is happening. The full force of America right this moment is behind not keeping Israel as a nation. The opposite. 60 years later, approximately 62, 60 years later, mm-hmm. that when, understand this, by the way, I guess we're going to talk. We're going right into it. We're going to go right into it.
Let's go there.
Understand this. And we're talking about the four blood moons. If you haven't yet heard it, you need to go or watch it. Go to the VFN TV Torch or go to your app and listen and watch and see how on April the 15th of 2014, is going to begin this four blood moons some historic things happened in that. But I want to say this. In 1948... Israel was applying to be a nation, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President FDR, he sent a letter to, I believe, maybe the prince or whoever, king of Saudi Arabia, and he was whoever the oil, particular oil at that time that they were using. He said, listen, don't worry about it. I will make sure that we will not support Israel becoming a nation. That won't happen. Well, reportedly, 2 weeks later, he dies. Harry Truman comes into office, and he was raised up by his mother and God and taught the word of God, and that whoever blesses Israel is blessed. Without hesitation, he signed the paper saying not only yes, but the force of America is behind this statement. We're going to back it up with military force. And what's interesting, now we have the military force of America is now behind keeping Israel from being a nation, keeping Israel, Jerusalem, from being the capital. I mean, they actually said it. If you've been listening, you actually saw them take Jerusalem out of the platform for our current leadership and God, trying to remove God out. And they had to force it back, even though it was in name only, but obviously not God. But now... I remember when our current president was coming into office, and we're excited about the fact that the first African American president ever was elected in America. What a big achievement! And it was exciting, great expectancy. What's going to take place? And then we saw some values come. I was like, oh my goodness, where are we going? What's happening? What's happening here? And in the context of that, some things have happened that's pretty wild, just very wild. But the biggest thing that we're seeing is this provoking against God. Yeah. This provoking against God, and this Ahab, which is, you're looking at an Ahab situation, mm-hmm. He's a provoker of God, which means this is a person who truly has the authority, but that authority has been seduced and somebody else is pushing them. So they actually, they're like, but the first thing they did when they got into office, I remember them reporting that they had everybody read Franklin Delano Roosevelt's, FDR's autobiography. Mm. His biography, not autobiography, his biography. And it's like, why would you? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, it's because of the economic crisis and it's what's going on. But he's the most progressive president, along with Woodrow and all, out there. And these guys who were selecting, they chose who they're going to select. This is what our president's pastor said. He says he was selected. You have to understand, he was selected before you guys had a chance to elect him. He has to take care of who selected him to be able to do that. He's trying to let people relax a little bit. This is how things work. Mm-hmm. And you can actually hear him saying that on the VFN Torch. You can go there and understand that. But here we are right now, and it looks like the plan of these guys that selected them they're against Israel. In the logical sense, they're probably thinking, there's all this troubles always happen. I understand you didn't do anything wrong, but if you're out of the picture, then all this problem will go away. And it's like, no, Satan, that's not going to happen. The reason why people are against Israel, because they're against God. And by the way, that'll never happen. It's not going to be successful. But the nations who bow up and come up, this is how, in the very last days, God's going to bring everybody to a valley, and he's going to judge them. You know what he's going to judge them on? He's going to judge the nations based on what they did towards Israel. Mm. What did you do with Israel? And that alone, you want to say, okay, I'm going to move out of this part, these crew across the world that's trying to come against Israel and move into God's leadership in my life towards Israel and towards the church. But so you look at FDR signing this letter during his administration, signing this letter to one of the kings or princes in the Middle East, saying that there would not be, don't worry about it, there will not be, he's in his third term of presidency, by the way. This is back before you had the constitutional amendment about two terms. And he said they would not be a nation. 2 weeks later, he dies. Mm-hmm. President Harry Truman comes in and he signs it. And he says, well, the full force of America is behind this. It's not just, it's a good idea, because a lot of nations go, yeah, that's what they say. What's America doing? Right. And because God has blessed America so much, and they know that for whatever reason, that's what they used to do. And he said, the full force of America is behind this. Well, now the full force of America is behind the very thing that Franklin Delano Roosevelt reportedly didn't want, which was Israel not to be a nation. And would have satisfied the Muslims that are in the area that they think of Christians and Jews as as infidels. Mm-hmm. They need to be converted. Jews that need to be pushed into the sea. Their Quran speaks of the Jews saying that it will not be satisfied until even a rock picks itself up and say, behind here, here's another Jew. That's the doctrine that they're reading. And that's the one that our president's going and John Kerry. And who, by the way, they're not alone. There's this whole machine that's back there that's whoever's controlling this money aspect of it are making these kind of decisions. But they're messing with God when you're messing with Israel like that. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing our current president, and maybe the people that selected him, had them read was FDR's biography. His viewpoint of things, which was big government, a huge government, because he's trying to come out of the 1929 financial crisis, the stock market crashing. One bank, the Knickerbocker Bank, overloaned outside of his resources. One bank. Mm-hmm. And it just began a chain link of, and people jumped out of windows and stuff. I mean, the windows weren't even high back then. Today, now America is in so much debt. It's big, the biggest debt in the history of the world. This is nothing like 1929. This is like Orwell's 1984. I mean, this is that world crisis moment, you know, where, you know, what's going to happen in the context of this? We got drones we talked about that, you know, Amazon.com's looking to deliver their products in 30 minutes or less. With drones, you know, Domino's all day long is going to be doing those things.
All day long.
All day long.
And I know where they'll be going, too.
Yeah, the air house.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, because that could be Al Qaeda drone. It looks like a pizza box.
Yeah, right.
My pizza's cold. We're up in a chill zone, you know. But here we are now, right this moment. The four blood moons are about to begin in a few days, April the 15th, 2014. And they always begin in tears. And but it's interesting, God's people are the ones that have tears.
Hmm.
And so for everybody who, first of all, that calls himself a Christian who does not have a right perspective of Israel, your tears will blend together.
Hmm.
You know, they'll all be
time
one tear.
To get one.
Yeah, and to get a right heart. And one way to do that is to go back and begin to listen to some of the segments on VFN Radio, VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, but also go to KUFI, Christians United for Israel. Begin to get educated on Israel now so you understand what side not to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And because in the end, we'll be judged based on how we respond to Israel. Secondly, when you have the president, which we talked about yesterday, and you can hear him and see him, the president of World Jewish Congress stand up and say that we will not be silent, Christians. We will not be silent. You weren't silent for us when we were persecuted as Jews. We will not be silent for you being persecuted. We'll stand with you. And so many words they said, in Jerusalem, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, which means this, that the Lord's coming could be very, very soon. Everybody has all these theories, but you know, Jesus don't even
right.
know. So if Jesus doesn't know, that flawed man who's telling you that Jesus is coming back tomorrow or in 50 years, they don't know.
Mm-mm.
But he is coming back. He is coming back. When you see the whole world in this kind of turmoil, he says, look up. Look up, for the redemption is near. And when you see what's happening right now over Israel, all nations will turn against her, and they'll be made a trembling cup around him, and this great loss of... I mean, it's just... I just feel like we're moving in a time of... It's just... I mean, it already is already. You feel that rhythm of just... Okay, that was a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 days later, another storm. And it's like, I need to soak on that storm. It's like, no, another storm. And it's like, I can't even... pause long enough to pray thoroughly over this, because there's another disaster. There's another climate situation. There's another tornado, biggest tornado ever, the coldest ever, the wettest ever, the biggest flood ever, the biggest economic crash ever. It's like, okay, I'm just going to pray. Learn to pray in the spirit, by the way. Learn to pray in the spirit. So I'm just going to spend some time with God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.